All righty, we'll call the meeting of the Senate Transportation Committee to order. Let the record reflect. It is 1:35 p.m. Tuesday, April 26th. Present today, Vice Chair Schauer, Senator Michicki, Senator Keel, and of course myself, Chair Myers, which gives us a quorum to conduct business. Staff in the committee today, as always, Nancy Hemingway from Senate Records is back with us. Talia has joined us as our moderator, and Michaela Anderson is my committee aide. Quick reminder to please silence your cell phones if you have them. So we are going to be adopting a committee substitute to House Bill 90, the Vehicle Rentals and Vehicle Rental Networks Bill. Senator Schauer, do you have a motion for us?
I do, Mr. Chair. I move that committee substitute for House Bill 90, Work Order 32-LS0396/Bravo, be adopted as the working document.
And I will object for purposes of discussion. I would like to invite my committee aide, Michaela Anderson, to the table to go over the summary of changes.
For the record, Michaela Anderson, Chief of Staff to Senator Myers and Committee Aide to Senate Transportation. We had a couple changes from the original version of HB 90 that we saw to the one in front of you today. There was a title change, adds collection of municipal sales tax for certain vehicle rentals and an effective date. In Section 2, changes the rate of passenger vehicle rental taxes from 10% to 5%. For the lease or rental of a passenger vehicle, and there's conforming language by removing disused vehicle rental tax, rental individuals term. In Section 3, it removes and replaces the vehicle rental business and vehicle rental individual with a vehicle rental company, network company, and clarifies the liability for payment of the vehicle rental taxes to include both a vehicle rental network company or a person who provides the lease or rented vehicle through a vehicle network rental network. In Section 5, it replaces Section 5 Amendment of AS 4352-099 and inserts a new section that amends AS 43.52.090 and establishes that a passenger vehicle rental tax does not apply to a person who rents three or fewer vehicles in the state, so effectively a zero tax for those individuals. Section 6 adds the collection of municipal sales tax for a vehicle rental if the municipality imposes a sales tax. Vehicle rental network companies will collect and pay the municipal sales tax on behalf of the vehicle rental business and makes conforming language changes and removes the obligation for a vehicle rental individual regarding electronic notice and disclosure. Section 7 and 8 makes conforming language changes, removing the disused vehicle rental individuals term. Section 9 makes conforming language changes to the definitions of a vehicle rental business and removes the definition of a vehicle rental individual. And then Section 10 adds an effective date of January 1st, 2023 for the Sections 1 through 5 of the Act.
All righty, thank you. Any other questions or discussion on the committee substitute? Senator Michicki?
So we changed all vehicle rental tax rates from 10% to 5%?
That is how the new version reads, correct.
Okay. All right. Senator Keel.
Mr. Chairman, just for clarification, I think, is it all from 10 to 5? Does the existing I guess the first question is an existing business that does not use a network, their tax rate would be halved under this bill?
That is correct. It's moving from 10%. So if you've got a rental car from Enterprise or Avis or National Alamo, whoever happens to be there, currently it's a 10% rate, and this is dropping it to 5.
Then the follow-up would be except someone who rents through fewer cars.
Correct.
That would be a differential rate.
Correct.
Of zero.
Correct.
And through the chair, municipalities still can collect their municipal sales tax, so Anchorage still can collect 8, Juneau 5. I don't have all of them memorized. This just changes the state rate.
Okay. All right. With that, I will remove my objection. Are there any further objections?
Object. Briefities.
Briefities. Alrighty, back on the record, Senator Michicki, did you want to speak to your objection?
Well, I'm okay with moving to the amendment portion if we want this bill before us, this CS before us. I'm okay with having the CS before us, and then we can talk about some of the issues, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
I'll remove my objection.
All right, thank you. Seeing no further objection, the committee substitute is adopted as the working document. And I understand we may have some amendments, and Senator Keel, I believe you've got the first crack at it here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do. I have conceptual amendment. I guess I'll just throw a one on it.
Alrighty.
But I move conceptual amendment number one.
Okay, and I will object for purposes of discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So the CS makes some good changes in clarifying who remits the tax and making sure that municipalities are covered. There is the issue of the tax rate, though. So what Conceptual Amendment 1 does is it simply uses our existing tax rate of 10%, and it applies to all vehicle rentals in the state. It is a straight, level playing field. So it does not matter if you are a national company that operates here, if you are an Alaska who owns a franchise, if you are an Alaskan who just has your own business, you know, and a couple of dozen cars that you make available at the ferry dock in the airport. Or if you list 20 cars using an app like Turo is the one we've talked about, or if you just list one, whatever your business model, this is a straight, flat, level playing field. No government distortion of the market. It's 10% or 10% or 10%.
Okay. Any other comments?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Michicki.
I move amendment to conceptual amendment number one.
And I'll object for purposes of discussion.
My amendment, which I hope is a friendly amendment, would eliminate the second part of amendment number one, the page 2, line 13 to 15, which says that if you have three or fewer cars, your vehicles would not pay the tax, but it would retain the 10%. Instead of five.
All righty. Senator Keel?
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to object to the amendment, to my amendment. I really am a believer in the level playing field. I suspect I know where the votes are going to go, but I've said it, and so rather than repeat it, I think that's where I am.
Okay, and well, with that, anybody else? All right. With that, I'll remove my objection, and Senator Keel?
Oh, yes, I'll object. Thank you.
You will object. All right. Madam Secretary, if you would call the roll.
Senator Schauer.
And just to be clear, Mr. Chair, this yes is to, just so I've got it right, is to for the conceptual amendment to amendment number one, correct?
It's for, yes. The conceptual amendment.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes. All right. With that, we have conceptually amended conceptual amendment number one, so that the so that page two, lines 13 through 15, stay put. With that, back to conceptual amendment number one as amended. Senator Keel, any other comments?
No, Mr. Chairman. I think. I think I still it's not everything I dreamed of, but it's still a good amendment.
Can I speak to the amendment, Mr. Chairman?
Senator Michiki.
We had a discussion off the record. I just wanted to be on the record. Here's the bottom line. Alaskans pay for everything. And I think reducing the rental car tax from 10% to 5% is a hit to what pays for our highways and other issues around the state. I feel like it's kind of an anti-residential Alaskan. We're not increasing taxes on Alaskans. We're decreasing taxes on primarily out-of-state folks that rent vehicles in Alaska. If we pass this, it takes it back to the 10%, which continues to allow visitors to pay for some of the services that we pay for every day.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay. Seeing none, I will go ahead and remove my objection. Is there any further objection? Nope. Okay. With that, conceptual amendment number one passes. All right. Are there any other amendments?
Mr. Chairman, I might need a moment. I know the secretaries don't like when we just kind of wing it. I don't know if they'd like for me to write up. Not exactly sure how I'm going to do this, so I might just need a moment for another conceptual amendment. Okay. On a different tax rate for the kind of private vehicle. Can I have just a moment of an at ease?
Yep, at ease. All right, back on the record. Senator Michiki.
Thank you. I move conceptual amendment number two.
And I will object for a description.
Okay, this is what this would do again, and this is the reason. We talk about a level playing field, but the reality of it is just because of the larger company stuff. Love larger companies. I'm a true capitalist to the core, but the field is not level already just because of the breaks. I know we got some recent information on the brakes the larger companies get on insurance and purchasing vehicles and things like that. We're talking about mom and pops here primarily on the vehicle rental individuals. So this is recognizing a lower tax, which I believe kind of levels the playing field more so than one might give it credit for. So here's conceptual amendment number two. On page one, line 10, after the word is, there would be a colon, and then it would say number one, and it would say 10% of the total fees and costs charged for the lease or rental of a passenger vehicle by a rental business. And then it would have a comma and say, or number two, 5% of the total fees and costs charged for the lease or rental of a passenger vehicle by a vehicle rental individual.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Just so that we're clear then, so then because we also have section five, that will cover the real mom and pops that are just do one, two, or three vehicles. And we all agree to that. And that's the intent. I want that on the record is what I'm saying for this. Mm-hmm. That's the intent. And that should have that practical impact. Everybody's shaking their head yes?
I can actually make the statement. So what Section 5 says is the tax imposed in 435220, which is what I'm proposing that we amend, does not apply to a person who rents three or fewer vehicles in the state.
Mr. Chair, that intent's on the record. That's all I wanted. So it was crystal clear if anybody asks later. Thank you.
Okay. Senator Keel?
So vehicle rental individual is not defined in the CS. The definition in the previous version was a person who engages in the business of renting a vehicle in the state or through a vehicle rental network, arranging or executing a vehicle rental in the state, and who rents three or fewer vehicles. So which pieces of that, let's get the intent clear. How are we going to define the vehicle rental individual?
Senator Machicki?
Mr. Chairman, while he's looking at that, doesn't seven cover that, though? I see what Senator Keel's saying. Six, which was the previous four on page four, deletes that, but then in seven, it seems like they enhance the definition and it would cover, and perhaps eight as well on page four. I'm just asking. I'm not the legal expert. It seems like those would cover his question.
Well, we went back to vehicle rental individual, which had been removed, which had been in the previous version of the bill, but is not in the current CS. So we would need to define vehicle rental individual again, I believe.
Okay, I guess it bases on person because it says vehicle rental business means a person who engages in the business of renting a vehicle in the state or through that vehicle rental network.
Right, and now since we're differentiating the tax, now we have to have a differential definition.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Machicki.
Senator Keel was proposing that in the old version on page 4, line 18 through 21, was injected after number 7 in the new version. I would certainly see that as a friendly amendment.
Oops. Which page in the old bill there, Senator?
Page 4 in the old bill, line 18 through 21.
We'll get to that version. 18 to 21.
Vehicle state.
Brief at ease, Mr. Chairman.
Brief at ease. All right, back on the record. Senator Machicki.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I don't like operating this way, but we're doing the best we can. So I will move a conceptual amendment to my own amendment, which brings the A.A version of the bill, brings the definition of vehicle rental individual on page 4 of the old version, line 18 through 21, into the CS as a number 8 on page 4, and then the vehicle rental network would become number 9. And what that says is the traditional bricks and mortar business is a 10% tax. Folks that are a vehicle rental individual, whether they use an app or not, is a 5% tax. And if they have 3 or fewer vehicles, it would be no tax.
All righty. I guess I need to object for purposes of discussion. Senator Keel.
Mr. Chairman, so just so we clarify, right, the way we use person in the law includes corporate persons. So I think, Senator Machicki, if I'm understanding right, you want 5% to be natural persons, like a human, singular, or anybody who uses the app. Is that?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you. That clarification was very helpful. Now I know what we're talking about.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion on the conceptual amendment to the conceptual amendment? All right. Seeing none, I will withdraw my objection. That brings us back to conceptual amendment number 2 as amended. Is there further discussion on conceptual amendment number 2?
So, Mr. Chairman, I'll just briefly. I'm going to now that we know have it saying what we want it to, what the sponsor wants it to say. I appreciate the fact, and it is an indisputable fact, that bigger companies and richer people get more advantages, and it costs more to have less money. It costs less to have more money. That is true. And it is a problem we often deal with. In this case, we're really talking a lot about business models, though. And what this amendment does is treat the literal mom and pop, you know, that I can think of one here in my district. There's probably more than one. I should be ashamed of myself. That has a couple dozen cars. And literally, I know both the owners' names, and there's two of them. They get taxed at the 10% level as though they were Avis or National or Hertz. But we have this alternate method where if I wanted to start into this business, I could do 3 cars in my name, and my wife could do 3 cars in her name, and our 20-year-old kid could do 3 cars in her name, and we would pay at the 0% tax rate. So it's... We get into trouble, I think, with trying to tilt an excise tax this way. And I appreciate the goal, right? I think there's room for progressive design and various forms of taxation. It's really tough to do an excise taxation. That's what we've got here. So I appreciate the attempt to tune it, but I think I'm going to object on the principle.
All right. Senator Machicki.
Yeah, just one thing I want to clarify that I hear what the good senator is saying. Here's the bottom line last year, and I'll just talk about my community. The way brick and mortar rental car companies are funded is they often sell off their existing vehicles to purchase new ones, and they carry that debt, which is a part of the business expense. So when the pandemic hit, to stay alive, they sold the lion's share of their vehicles, making no vehicles available in many communities. My community counted on this business model for a relatively successful year after a $0, essentially 2020. So I'm appreciative of the model. I think there's room in the marketplace for both types. One is dependent on selling vehicles when difficult things happen. The other isn't. So I'm kind of, with all things considered, I feel like this is a level playing field, and I'm sure some will disagree with me. But I'd be willing to have that discussion with them as well. I'm comfortable with this amendment, I'm still very supportive of conceptual amendment number 2.
All righty. With that, I will go ahead and withdraw my objection to conceptual amendment number 2. Senator Keel? Correct. Senator Keel objects. All right. With that, Madam Secretary.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes. All right. With that, conceptual amendment number 2 passes. Is there any other amendments that we would like to bring forward? Seeing none, further discussion on the bill. Any comments? Seeing none. All right. Senator Schauer, what is the will of the committee?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move House Bill 90, Work Order 32-LS0396/Bravo, as amended with individual recommendations and forthcoming revised fiscal notes, be moved from committee.
Seeing no objection, HB 90 moves from committee with recommended with the conceptual amendments, forthcoming fiscal notes. Legislative legal is directed to make any changes or deletions to the suggested language, including technically conforming or bill title changes to accomplish the intent of any conceptual amendments to the bill. We will take a brief at ease to complete the paperwork. All righty, back on the record, seeing no other business before the committee, that concludes our meeting for today. We had initially hoped to bring back SB 166 before us, but unfortunately we did not get that back from legal yet. Hopefully we'll get that shortly. So that brings our next meeting to Thursday, April 28th. With that, we are adjourned at 2:12 p.m.